Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our text today is taken from 2 Samuel chapter 18, and I will read it. You may be seated. Now David was sitting between two gates, and the watchman went up to the roof of the gate by the wall, and when he lifted up his eyes and looked, he saw a man running alone. The watchman called out and told the king, and the king said, "If he is alone, there is news in his mouth." And he drew near and nearer. The watchman saw another man running, and the watchman called to the gate and said, "See, another man running alone." And the king said, "He also brings news." The watchman said, "I think the running of the first is like the running of Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok." And the king said, "He is a good man and comes with good news." Then Ahimaaz cried out to the king, "All is well." And he bowed before the king with his face to the earth and said, "Blessed be the Lord your God who has delivered you up the men who raised their hand against my lord the king." And the king said, "Is it well with the young man Absalom?" Ahimaaz answered, "When Joab sent the king's servant, your servant, I saw a great commotion, but I do not know what it was." And the king said, "Turn aside and stand there." So he turned aside and stood still. And behold, the Cushite came, and the Cushite said, "Good news for my lord the king. For the Lord has delivered you this day from the hand of all who rose up against you." The king said to the Cushite, "And is it well with the young man Absalom?" And the Cushite answered, "May the enemies of my lord the king and all who rise up against you for evil be like that young man." And the king was deeply moved and went up to the chamber over the gate and wept. And as he went, he said, "Oh, my son Absalom, my son Absalom, would that I have died instead of you. Oh, Absalom, my son, my son." This is our text. Friends in Christ Jesus, parents make many sacrifices for their children. When a baby comes along, the needs and desires of mom and dad take a back seat, and parents will sacrifice their time and money and sleep in order to provide the very best for their children. Sacrifice come in all sizes. A dad might sacrifice the last bite of his favorite dessert and give it to his child who loves it just as much as he does. A mom might give up a career because that's what's best for her children. And I know that most parents would be willing to sacrifice their own life in order to save the life of their child. Nearly every parent would be willing to take the place of their child if they are suffering. But we don't always get the chance to do that. David, the father of Absalom, wished that he could have died in his son's place. But the story of this father and son ultimately points us to the love of our heavenly Father and the ultimate sacrifice he made so that we can be saved from the curse of death. The story told in 2 Samuel chapters 13 through 18 reveals the wickedness and depravity of mankind, even those chosen by God to be his special people, a light to the nations. This story contains God's people committing acts of incest and rape, injustice, murder, scheming, rebellion, and war. Here's a quick recap. King David had 19 sons from several different wives. Among Ammon was the firstborn son of David. and he was in line to be the king. But he lusted after his half-sister Tamar. He faked being sick so that he could be cared for by her. But when they were alone, he forced himself upon her and violated her. Then he placed the blame on her and sent her away to hide in shame. When King David heard about this, he was angry, but he did nothing to punish Amnon, his son. But Absalom, who was a full brother of Tamar, was infuriated with Amnon and angry at David for not pursuing justice for his sister Tamar. For 2 years, Absalom hated and plotted against Amnon until eventually Absalom had Amnon murdered. Then Absalom fled and exiled himself. What a mess in that family. Well, jump ahead 3 years. Joab, the king of David's army, convinces David to bring back Absalom because he can tell that David misses him very much. But when Absalom returns to Jerusalem, he goes back to his plotting ways again. Obviously, he had not yet forgiven his father. Using his natural good looks, the Bible describes him as very handsome with long hair, and his charisma, Absalom stole the hearts of the men of Israel by speaking badly about David in the city gates while promoting himself. Absalom did this for 4 years until one day he left Jerusalem and sent secret messengers who announced, "Absalom is made king at Hebron." Thousands of Israelites rallied to him and joined the rebellion because of all the patient, hard work he had done to build up his reputation. Meanwhile, King David fled from Jerusalem to spare the citizens there a battle when Absalom moved in to take the throne. David summoned those who were loyal to himself, and he amassed a great army. As the battle grew near, David stayed behind, but he instructed his army to deal gently with Absalom for David's sake. He still loved his son and wanted to show him mercy. But on the day of the battle, David's army soundly defeated Absalom's. As Absalom attempted to flee into the forest, his mule went under the thick branches of a tree and his hair was caught in the tree so that Absalom was left to hang there. And when Joab found him, he ignored the words of David and he thrust 3 javelins into the heart of Absalom while he was still alive in the tree. Now the reporting of this news and David's response is what we heard in our reading for today. When he heard of Absalom's death, David wept. He said, "Oh, Absalom, my son Absalom, would that I had died instead of you. Oh, Absalom, my son." Here ends the tragic father-son story. It's a story not unlike the story that we share with our Heavenly Father. And sadly, that identifies us with the person of Absalom, the rebellious son. But surely you aren't that bad. You have never murdered anyone or incited rebellion or anything like that. You might think that the only thing that you have in common with Absalom is your good looks, right? Well, while we look at the outward actions, God looks at the heart. And in your heart, you are as rotten and sinful and rebellious as Absalom and every other character portrayed in this story. What does the Lord say about your heart? This is what he says. "Out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defile a person." Like Absalom, You rebel against your heavenly Father each and every day when you put yourself on the throne of your heart and attempt to run your own life, despite God's word. Unlike David, God is a perfect Father, and he has told you what is good and right in his commandments. But in your selfish pride, you have chosen not to listen all the time, have declared war on God's will. A son of the king with privilege and power, Absalom decided it wasn't enough. He wanted to be king instead of his father. And we desire the same thing. Whenever we break any of the Ten Commandments, we also break the first one by placing our own desires above God's revealed will for us. God intended Absalom as one who was cursed for his sins by allowing him to be hanged from a tree. God's law declares in Deuteronomy chapter 21, a hanged man is cursed by God. You deserve the same punishment for your rebellion. So do I. We deserve the same punishment because of our sin. We are cursed and should expect the wrath of God. And yet, out of his great love, God sent Jesus, the true son of David, to become a curse for us by hanging from a tree in order to make us heirs of his heavenly kingdom. Like David, God is a merciful king who does not want you to die, despite your rebellion against him. For God cries out like David. He cries out for you. Oh, my children, would I have died instead of you? Oh, my children. But in God's case, he carried out the substitution that David could only weep for. In order to save you from the curse of death, God willingly gave up his only son. The Son of God also became the son of a human being, the true son of David, in whom no sin or rebellion could be found to carry out God's promise that David's kingdom would be established forever. And as the son of David, Jesus also hung from a tree, the cross, and a spear was thrust into him. St. Paul refers back to Deuteronomy 21 and connects it to the cross in Galatians chapter 3 when he writes this: Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs from a tree. Jesus became cursed for you. He died the death you deserve. He who knew no sin became sin for you so that you might receive his righteousness. That's the sacrifice your heavenly Father was willing to make for you, his rebellious child. No matter how far we have strayed, no matter how violently we have rebelled, no matter how often you attempt to remove him from the throne of your heart, God will always love you and is always ready to forgive you for the sake of the one who hung on the tree in your place. Through Jesus, the true Son of David and the King of the universe, you are a forgiven and eternally loved child of God. And you have a place in his kingdom, both now and forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.